stand. Steve, you're late for work.
I know, sweetums, but I had to put the finishing touches on my latest invention.
So what'd you invent this time?
Well, I like to improve my efficiency as a waiter. So I took my skateboard and I... Well, you'll see. It's demonstration time.
On the newspaper page, and love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out.
Okay, son. Herb, hand me those wire cutters.
Okay, but what's the big rush?
We want to finish installing this dish in time for tonight's World Bikini Contest.
Love you, Dad.
Ta-da! Contest, sweetums.
What do you want, Steve?
Well, where is everybody?
Out.
Uh-huh. You, me, Lips, Samooch.
You... Me,
oh,
Fist,
Herb. Oh, you kidder. So, what were you doing up there? Shaving the old pits?
I was not shaving my pits.
Well, hey, that's fine by me. I kind of go for the biker chick look. Oh, what I say? Women.
Careful with those wires, Dad. You don't want to get fried.
Son, relax. I am no neophyte when it comes to electronics. You see, these wires will connect to this cord, and this cord is not plugged in.
Sloppy, sloppy, sloppy. Bug zapper. Sounds like they zapped a big juicy one.
Steve.
I think I am too young to do the laundry.
Rachel, where did you get that?
Hey, it's not mine.
Then whose is it?
Grandma.
Huh?
You bought this?
Of course not. It was a gift.
Hey, Waldo. How's Carl coming with the new satellite dish?
Almost done. He wants me to shout up to him how the picture looks.
Mr. Winslow!
Yeah?
The
The picture looks real dark.
Waldo, honey, the TV's not on.
Oh, shoot, then I came in here for nothing.
Waldo, wait, wait, wait. We'll turn on the TV for you.
Oh, cool. Uh-oh.
The channel keeps changing.
Waldo, I'm doing that.
For crying out loud. Work with me, people.
That's a stupid boy.
Look, we lucked out. American Gladiators is on.
20 seconds ago, Spencer has adopted a defensive position. Now he's...
What's American Gladiators?
It's a macho game show. Two contestants battle gladiators, and whoever gets the most points wins.
Yeah, I love this show.
There's nothing but a lot of half-naked men flaunting their muscles.
Exactly. I love this show.
See that gladiator right there?
You mean Saber?
She knows their name.
Saber's my cousin.
You got a cousin on television?
Sure. Of course, he's not the only successful fall, though. I have an uncle at Harvard.
Does he teach?
Nope. His head's in a glass jar.
So, how's it going, Riff Riders in the Sky?
Steve, be careful. This is not a dance floor. And what are you doing up here anyway? Didn't I tell you to stay away?
Oh, now, come on, Carl. That little electrocution thing should be a dim memory by now. Hey, that cleared my sinuses.
Steve, we're almost done up here. Don't mess things up.
Well, look, I'll just have a little look-see. Let's see here. Uh-oh. Well, you use wood screws instead of masonry screws. Sloppy, sloppy, sloppy.
Wood screws are good enough.
Well, sure, as long as the wind never blows. One good gust and this baby's a lawn sculpture.
Steve, get off this roof.
Now, Carl, I think you're being...
Get off this roof.
If you just give me...
Get off this roof, get off this roof, get off this roof!
I don't hesitate this. I'm getting off this roof.
Scoopers are good enough.
Are you sure you're all right?
I'm fine. Fortunately, we landed on Steve.
Slowly.
Come on, Waldo. Yeah. Let's go get some ice.
Good idea, because my soda pop's warm.
Everyone. Really, I can make it on my own.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm peachy keen. I only fell 20 feet and had all the male members of your family land on me. Carl, I'd appreciate an apology.
What? You want me to apologize to you?
Please. I came over to lend a helping hand, but you were rude, impatient, and not a nice host.
You ruined our satellite dish, and you almost killed me and my son.
And you think that justifies coarse behavior?
Steve, go home.
Now, Carl, I'm going to get one.
Go home, go home, go home, go home!
I don't have to take this. I'm going home.
And don't you ever come back!
What did you
you say?
Oh, you heard me. Don't ever come back.
I will not be bullied. I love this lady. And I'll come over here anytime I want to, and you can't stop me.
I'm gonna kill him.
No, come on. You come and get it. Come taste my fist of fire.
Let me go.
No!
I'll give you money. What's going on? I'm gonna go. Now, this is no way to behave. You two are friends, buddies, neighbors. We live in a civilized society, and by golly, we should handle our differences in a civilized way. Fortunately, I have a cousin that can make that happen.
A special grudge match between beauty neighbors.
That's right, Mike. Tonight's matchup is between Carl Bone Crusher Winslow and Steve Hurricane Urkel.
It looks like quite a matchup, so stay tuned, America. Our feuding neighbors. Bone Crusher, I understand that besides our cash prize, you have a little side bet going.
That's right, Mike. If I win, and I most certainly will, he has to stay away from my house for the rest of his life.
And Hurricane, what happens if you win?
Oh, there's no if, Mr. Zonka. When I win, this rude cop has to give me a heartfelt apology.
So. Say it, don't spray it.
Okay, gentlemen, go get ready for the first event, and good luck.
Let's see how our contestants match up. Yes, sir, this is a classic David and Goliath matchup. It's strength versus agility.
And Larry, our first event is the joust. The contender has 30 seconds to try to knock the gladiator from his platform. If he does, he gets 10 points. First up, Steve Hurricane Urkel, but he draws the awesome turbo.
Steve, where are your glasses?
I don't need them. I got contacts.
I don't care who you know. Where are your glasses?
Get him, honey! Knock him silly! Knock his lights out!
Hunger!
Wow!
Hurricane's doing a pretty good job of avoiding that pugil. Oh! Spoke too soon.
That's Turbo's 11th victory this season.
Steve. Laura. And Laura. And Laura.
Steve, you've got to stop this. Please quit right now.
But why?
I don't want to see you get hurt, okay?
You do love me. Now I'll never quit. Lord, give me the strength to win for my woman.
Okay, Mike. Let's see how one of Chicago's finest fares against Turbo.
Look out. Turbo took a hard one.
Oh, he's in trouble.
Wow. Bone Crusher taking an early lead in the competition.
You hit my husband again, and you'll have to answer to me.
Turbo's down again.
Yeah, spread the word. Don't mess with Mrs. Bone Crusher.
Okay, Steve, you're down 10 points.
be down, but I'm far from out, my main Mike man.
Well, Hurricane, it's time for the wall. You've got to get to the top before the gladiator pulls you off. You think you can do it?
Piece of cake.
Go. Line. Predators, ready.
Whoa, listen to that crowd.
Miracle's looking good.
He's looking great. This kid's got some real moves.
Well, he told me earlier he spent most of his life dodging really, really big guys.
He's off.
Calling all units. Officer down. Now, there's nothing between Hurricane and the top of the wall, Larry.
He's over.
And that ties the score 10-10. Obstacle course is the final event where the contender has to go up a treadmill, across a handbike, over a spinning log, up a cargo net, down a zip line, and then down this final straightaway, through the gauntlet, and finally across the finish line. We're down to the final event. The score is tied. Whoever wins the eliminator wins the match. Look out, Bone Crusher is having some trouble with the treadmill.
Well, it's tough. You know, it isn't exactly the escalator at the mall.
Hey, Bone Crusher's coming back.
Hey, we're going to have to downgrade Hurricane Urkel to a tropical depression.
I kind of like that weather analogy.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
Wait 5 seconds before he can continue on.
Maybe the rest will help.
Man, oh man, Bone Crusher's caught in the net. How many times have we seen that happen before?
15.
It was a rhetorical question, Larry. Uh-oh, Hurricane is catching up.
Hey, this guy's one tough little cookie.
I don't know why they call him a nerd.
You didn't see him in his street clothes.
Look at this. We've got a race. Saber and Turbo activating the gauntlet, and here they come down the final straightaway. Two tired athletes, but Larry, it looks like we've got a race here. Looks like it's Bone Crusher.
No, it's Hurricane. It's a photo finish.
Let's take a look at the freeze frame of that exciting conclusion.
It's official. We have a tie. The first tie we've ever had here on American Gladiators.
Gentlemen, great news. It was a tie.
What?
You take a 5-minute break and you get to do it all over again.
No,
Steve. Want to excuse us here?
Steve. Look, you win.
You win. I'll never come over to your house again.
Well, no, I don't want that.
Listen, Carl. I don't blame you for being upset about that electrocution thing. I mean, the sudden catastrophic loss of 7 or 8 million brain cells would make anyone blow a fuse.
Well, it probably smarted a little when I landed on top of you.
A little? It was like being body slammed by a Steinway. But what hurt me even more, big guy, was the thought of being banished from your home. That's a pain too horrible to bear.
Really?
I know I'm a pest, Carl. But I love you, big guy.
And I admire your persistence.
That's good enough for me.